Welcome to Can I Get a Retake, where education meets innovation. Every month, we host conversations with the thinkers, teachers, and researchers shaping the world around us. We hope you tune in, get inspired, and join the conversation. Today, we are meeting with Rashetta Stevens and Joan McCall. They are two of our newest AM members. We're going to be talking to them a little bit about their background experience and then what brings them to GRL. So, Rashetta, would you like to start off with what brought you to working with Great River Learning?
First of all, thank you all for having me. It's great to be here in cold Iowa. I would say that what brought me here was it was a culmination of everything I've done in my career. It was a really good mix. I've actually taught before, so I've been an educator myself. So speaking to an educator felt like it would be simple for me to do. It would be easy. And also, I've actually done tech sales. So talking about technology and actually speaking to authors, potential authors, educators, and bringing them into a new dynamic of how to teach and what to do with their textbook felt very natural. So again, I thought that it was a culmination of everything I've done and honestly, everything I want to do.
Wonderful. How about you, Joan?
Well, again, as Rashetta said, thank you for having us today. And I have to tell you, my journey began at Scholastic. I started as a volunteer, and it led into a position with sales. And then I was with them for 18 years, and I truly believe in their mission of helping students become lifelong readers. And as I've continued on this journey, I just felt like Great River Learning has that same mission, just with higher education. And I'm very excited to use my K-12 experience and passion and bringing it to Great River Learning.
And we are excited to have you both.
Yeah. We certainly are. Rashetta, you mentioned that you had some teaching experience. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. I actually taught on the collegiate level. I had the great opportunity, if you will, to teach abroad. So I spoke to students in China as well as Saudi Arabia. So there for 2 years each, so a total of 4 years of teaching. I have an English degree and I have an MBA in business, so I was able to use both. I taught English as a second language. I also taught writing, and I also taught things like public speaking as well as I was an ambassador, if you will, for the States to some of these different areas. And I also taught Western culture, civilization. So it was an amazing experience, and I had four universities total between the two countries. So it was a beautiful experience. So yeah.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
What would you say your experience in Saudi Arabia versus China versus the United States has been? What similarities and differences do you see?
It's a great question. You would have to go to the actual student. A lot of the students abroad, they really appreciate education in a different way because they have a different culture. For example, in Saudi Arabia, I taught in an area where it was separated. I only taught female students. I did not teach males at all. So it was more of an ambassador, if you will. I was pretty much a role model for young ladies. For example, in Saudi, they were not driving. That started the year I was there. The girls were not driving, so my driver's license was a big hit. And they, at that point, they could not go anywhere without having a male suitor. So, you know, just not only just teaching, but also being a role model and giving them ambitions that they may or may not have had. So I would say, you know, the first thing I teach in any classroom is confidence. So I was able to teach confidence in those classrooms, and it was rewarding for them, but it was equally as rewarding for me.
And I can tell that you have a lot of confidence.
Thank you.
And I feel like I can learn from you.
I appreciate that.
You know, in a short time meeting.
Sure.
But I'm sure the women of Saudi Arabia, it has been interesting kind of seeing the way that their rights have been progressing a little bit.
Sure.
On the positive end.
Sure.
But they still need that role model to really show them that there's even more that's possible to them.
Yeah. Absolutely. We all need a role model.
We do, yeah.
And the funny thing is, regardless of even where you are in life, if you're, you know, an adolescent, a young lady, a middle age, or if even you're a senior, we can all learn. And so, again, I learned from them as much as they learned from me. So it was equally a beautiful experience.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Sure.
So what are some of the things, Joan, you think that are going to be helpful having worked with your time with Scholastic and what it's going to bring to your career here at GRL?
That's a really good question. Again, I'm going to get back to the mission. I feel Scholastic, and I know they are very mission-driven, as is Great River Learning. And what I mean by that is it was all about the end user, the student. It was very important to help students find their reading identity and find the right fit book. Every child learns differently, reads differently in the pre-K to 8. And quite frankly, the same thing happens at the collegiate level.
Absolutely.
And so that's where I can see the overlap. James Patterson once said, there's not a kid who doesn't read. There's just a kid who hasn't found the right book. Mm-hmm. And he actually started writing young adult books because his 13-year-old son was not a reader. Mm-hmm. And so just knowing that you've got to meet them where they are. And it's not for everyone. You know, some students can read a traditional 800-page book, mm-hmm. you know, in the fifth grade. And some students need a graphic novel or an audiobook. So it's really finding the right fit for that student mm-hmm. and doing the same thing at the collegiate level. Quite frankly, Great River Learning may not be for every professor and for every student, mm-hmm. but for those that need us, we are going to be a game changer for them.
Absolutely.
Now that you have just started, you've been here a few months, you're at the end of training, soon you'll be out on campus. What in the first few months are you really looking forward to doing?
Well, I do have to share that I've been on campus once before. I got a sneak peek in Florida. I was very fortunate to go out with Keith. And so I did get a feel for just how warm and welcoming actually it is on campus. And so I think that was one of my concerns at first is, you know, I'm not a college professor. I don't have a PhD. But you know what? We are there for a solution if it's the right partnership. And so it just felt great to go on, talk to people, and just get to know them. And just the college vibe is fun. It really is. And even talking to students on campus and taking a moment to enjoy where we are. So one of our goals is every day, find out how you're going to have fun while doing your job. And so, I'm excited to get on campus.
Yeah, as long as you love that mission, you have the mission, you're going to find people who share it too.
Absolutely. You know, if it's the right partnership, it's going to be beautiful. And we will find those beautiful partnerships.
Of course.
So I've got a question for both of you. Being that things are still very fresh and new, what would you call maybe one or two aha moments that you've had since you started that really kind of surprised you about GRL?
I would say that you have to do this job from a point of empathy and compassion for not only the educators, but also for the students. The educators are our partners, but the students are our customer. A student has to really be engaged with the book in order to really grasp what it is they're trying to learn based on that textbook. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes we miss the mark. You know, sometimes the fine print is just not enough. It may need to evolve because the world is different than it was when all of us went to school. You know, everyone has a shorter attention span from TikTok to YouTube that we're even on. No one wants to read an old, boring, stuffy textbook, not even me. So I think it's important that we have information as well as materials for today's student. So I'm interested in finding, I had to find my why. And my why is because I genuinely believe that the American education system is in trouble. And we have to figure out a better way to educate our young people on their level, on their terms, in the way that they retain information. And that is why I'm here. I'm here to make sure that that mission is carried out through GRL.
That's great. And we're glad you're here, too.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Joan, what about you? What's an aha for you?
I have to tell you, one of the ahas is the statistic that, generally speaking, 5 to 10% of students read the textbook, the traditional mm-hmm. textbook, mm-hmm. and come to class prepared and engaged. 90 to 95% may just dust it off before a quiz or an exam. Absolutely. And like that just took me by surprise. I mean, I'm not surprised that kids don't always read the textbook, but the fact that it's more the rule than the exception, mm-hmm. you know, widespread, not just on certain campuses, but globally. So really realizing that Great River Learning has a niche that is very important to mm-hmm. student success. And just the other aha I'll say is incorporating real life application into the textbook, like so students can have a vision of not just reading definitions, like applying what they're learning to maybe to a future in something they've never thought of. You know, you're in statistics, but statistics can be used in many different careers. And so being able to see real life applications incorporated, like that was like, wow.
Absolutely.
We had twin guests on in our first season, the Copsill brothers, mm-hmm. who are horticulture. And that throughout their book, they emphasize every chapter, there's mm-hmm. an interview with someone that's doing something different with their horticulture degree. Mm-hmm. And it allows all of these different students to understand there's so many different paths in the green world right now. Mm-hmm. And we like to see a lot of our authors doing that. We have another guest, Gomez, who did wildlife conservation. Mm-hmm. He wrote an entire chapter just on here's everything that is possible. Here's the roads open to you mm-hmm. once you have this degree.
Absolutely.
And you don't get that out of a static, 800-page textbook. You just don't. And so, students deserve that.
They do. Mm-hmm. I think that should be the name of, maybe the name of our title is, students deserve this.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Very much so.
If you had a magic wand and you could fix something in education, I know you said that you have serious reservations about the current system in America. What mm-hmm. what would you fix?
I would definitely, do what this job is doing, which is actually make it more interactive, make it more for today, put the technology in it, put the AI in it. Make sure that there is a bridge between education and technology to keep them engaged. Students, again, if they're on TikTok, scrolling, let's put that element in a textbook so it makes it more exciting. You want a student to pick up a textbook in the same manner that they pick up their phone. You want them to really get excited about learning again. The only way that's going to happen is that you have to speak their language, and you speak their language through what they're using the most, technology, and put it on their phone. People are not going to log around heavy textbooks anymore. That is old school, and that is not for today. People want everything on their phone at their leisure. You want them to anticipate next. What's going to happen? You want it to unfold. You want it to be so that they can't wait to get to class because they were excited about the material. Well, in order to do that, you've got to make it so that textbook mimics what they're using on a regular basis, any and every application on their phone. So let's make the textbook like the phone.
Yes, and to do that, you have to have a lot of passion for the subject.
You do, mm-hmm. and we're going to speak to educators who know education, but mm-hmm. it's going to be a beautiful marriage because we know technology, we know publishing. Exactly. So we're going to put those elements together and create something spectacular. Again, it's a partnership for a reason because we have a customer to serve, and the student right now is under attack. Education is under attack. It's coming from the top all the way down. So I'm happy to be here to do my part so we can make sure that our kids don't get left behind and that technology is realized and it's utilized. And we can compete on a world stage because our students are retaining information. Again, education is under attack, and I'm here. I'm here to help with that fight.
As we all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great team.
Everyone has the passion.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I agree, engaging the students is important. And I think the other piece is affordability. Mm-hmm. Not I mean, yes. We're doing our part to make textbooks interactive and affordable mm-hmm. for students and their families. If I had a magic wand, I would make going to college more affordable.
Indeed.
You know, there are so many students out there who deserve that chance, and they just don't have the financial means to make it happen. So that's what I would do with my magic wand. The magic I have here at Great River Learning is going to be doing our part in providing interactive textbooks and mm-hmm. making them affordable for students.
Absolutely.
You can hear the passion in your voices about how much you really care about this. And the student is at the heart of this. I think that's what a lot of other places are missing.
So just to wrap it all up, mm-hmm. We had a bunch of different questions for you. What is one question that you wish we had asked?
I have to think upon that. I know, Rochelle. One question. You know, I really didn't know what to expect today. And so it helped me with some self-reflection. Now that I think about it, more about the teamwork here at Great River Learning. Like, we are a team. It's not just Rochetta and me out there on campuses. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have a full team that cares as much as we do, absolutely. Even as the newbies. We've got a lot of tenure here, and we have people that have been here for a while for a reason, because they care about it. So maybe mm-hmm. To be able to talk a little bit about this wonderful team we have. Yeah, the synergy. We just had a wonderful lunch with the whole company. And so we feel the synergy.
I would say, you know, something that I would add is the culture of this company. Yeah. The culture of this company is unmatched, if you will. Coming into this company, this is the company that other companies try to be. I think it's the best way
to say
it.
They value their employees. Yeah.
We're valued. We feel it. We know it. It's not just in, you know, lower management. It's all the way to the top with Chad. When I met Chad in Florida in Key West, he actually knew me. He knew I've never had a CEO walk up to me and know me and shake my hand and be able to tell me some of my experiences because he actually read my resume. It wasn't read through a machine. It was actually read by a person. And I would also say that it's good to know that I'm here because I'm worthy and I'm good for the job, and not because there's any policy in place that says that I meet a quota. I'll just say that personally. It's good to know that I'm here because I'm able to do this job effectively based on my merit and nothing else. So that's a beautiful thing. How has this company really welcomed us? I can speak for Joan as well as the team. We've all vocalized how welcomed we feel to be here, and that is unmatched. It's unmatched.
Great.
And we feel it.
Yes,
Michelle. So it's very important that, you know, other people feel it right away. It makes us feel like we're doing something right.
Absolutely.
We're being welcoming.
You should feel that way, because you are.
When we came back from Key West, Michelle and I talked, and it was my first trip to Key West, and she's gone on the sales meeting number of times. Mm-hmm. And I said, is it just me? I am just lit up by the family that has coming back from Key West. Mm-hmm. And I say family because it is a great work family, a team that
it is.
I am so excited for the coming years mm-hmm. and what's all going to be happening for absolutely. Us and for the authors that we're going to partner with.
You can feel the excitement in the air. You
really yes.
It is. And we're ready to win. We're ready to hit the ground rolling, and we're ready to bring in some amazing partners so that we can keep growing.
And help all their students out there.
Yeah.
You will, and we'll be the team ready to help build that and make their vision into reality.
Yes, very grateful.
Thank you both for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
I was nervous, but I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Can I Get a Retake? Rochetta and Joan are on campus right now, connecting with listeners like you who share the mission. Are you ready to be part of this work, to build better experiences for your students? Well, reach out to our team at greatriverlearning.com. Until next time.